Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman is pissed when she sees men over 25 dating 18 to 19 year olds, because society accepts it. She says such men are evil incarnate and that no woman his age would ever want him. How much you wanna bet that when she was 19 she was dating guys over the age of 25? And now she's upset that she's post-wall and men her age are going out looking for fresh meat. Translation, I'm mad that Chad is going after girls younger and hotter than me. Up next, Trump forgets the name of the Japanese Prime Minister and just calls him Mr. Japan. In all fairness, Trump would probably love to be called Mr. America. With all the tariff talk over the last year, I think we can all agree that we're tired of him taking taxes off and then putting them back on again. Like a kid running hot and cold water over and over again. Here's an actual picture of the Japanese PM looking displeased when he was called Mr. Japan. Number three, this woman says that anytime a man under 6 feet tall has sex with a woman, he's committing rape, because no woman would willingly consent to that. If that were true, then any woman with a BMI over 30 sleeping with a man is also raping him, because no man would willingly consent to being with a Broomhilda. He's just with her because he's thirsty. It's not even height anymore. The size of the guy's wallet matters more to most women. Moving on, a 10-year study of 19,000 families found that video games had no negative impact on kids' behavior. And yet the Karens will call the scientists conducting this study liars. Other studies have found that surgeons that play video games have much better outcomes for their patients because of hand-eye coordination. But women hate men playing video games because they see it as lost attention that men should rightfully be giving to them instead. Playing 30 minutes of vintage games each day helps me keep my mind sharp. Number 5, this 18-year-old woman has ended in an honor killing by her father and brothers for being too westernized. They do this kind of crazy thing because they're stuck in a rules-based level of development. Level 3 is how math typically describes it. Something similar happened in Canada where a Muslim man submerged his 3 daughters and his first wife in a car because they were too westernized. Cases like this will be more common in the future. This one looks like one of the rare good-looking Muslim women. Maybe it was just the fake-up. Up next, people say don't cover your fields with solar panels and instead we should cover car parks. But why not both? Because berries and lettuce grow better in the shade, and it kills 2 birds with 1 stone. Solar panel prices keep falling, so combining them with batteries makes sense. And the cost is now 20 cents per watt and still falling. Also, why not put them in deserts and environments where there are no crops or cars? The car parks make the most sense because they use the power to directly charge the vehicles. Number 7, we're in a world of madness. Old white dudes are being forced to work until they're 70 because the government is bringing in more people like this. Eventually, when the state runs out of money or is forced to print and causes massive inflation, the immigrants will either go home, stop coming, or start to riot in the streets. It's probably going to be a combination of all those things. People like this are also delusional, thinking that immigrants are birthing taxpayers. They're birthing more people to be dependent on that state. Moving on, you know your education / indoctrination system is failing when teachers on Reddit are pushing to ban homeschooling in private schools, so all the money can flow into the public school system. The complaint is that private schools and homeschooling create disadvantages for working class students. If the public schools were working, we wouldn't need private ones. This argument is like shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. Schools are about to become obsolete thanks to AI teachers and instructors. Number 9, what the hell happened to the Wachowski brothers, becoming the Wachowski sisters? Looks like they got the cipher treatment. I think that what happened to them is that they took the red pill and the blue pill at the same time. Or is that the rainbow pill? Forget about the animatrix, they're trying to make the Tranimatrix. You know that in their case, this meme really does make sense. They went from one of us to one of them. Up next, Lily Allen admits that she can't remember how many abortions she's had. She probably could have single-handedly repopulated Great Britain instead of flooding the country with migrants. Most people don't even know who she is. She was a successful singer back about 20 years ago with songs like The Fear. The only improvement I've seen from her since that point is that she lost a ton of weight and isn't chubby anymore. But don't worry, artificial wombs will replace women like this one day. Number 11, why is it that women like this demand men that make $200,000 a year and are over 6 feet tall, while using their high school photos to catfish men on dating apps? I think we've all ran into women like this on those apps. Usually they have the worst attitude and insult us while simultaneously keeping us in the friend zone. A lot of women use 10-year-old photos or ones that are heavily filtered to cover up the fact that they're fat, or have entered the wrinkly stage. Moving on, who would have thought that deporting tons of illegals and the fear of deporting more would mean less traffic on LA roads? For the last few months, the commute has been tolerable, and that only COVID lockdowns are better for traffic. Also, people are noticing lower wait times at LA emergency rooms, and less housing shortages. If they just reframe immigration as a traffic problem, all of Los Angeles will support ICE. Number 13, is this a win or a loss? This guy collected 97 apartment applications and charged each applicant $45. And he doesn't even have an apartment for rent. I know this is satire, but you know that out there somewhere someone is doing this, and they'll probably never get caught. He's the male version of the foodie chick that dates men so she can get free meals. Many businesses also employ a similar strategy for their best jobs. Up next, this asteroid has a gold reserve that's enough to make everyone on Earth a billionaire. The person writing this doesn't understand that if everyone is a billionaire, that there will be no billionaires. Money's all about scarcity, and this is the equivalent of a printing press. My guess is that the tiny hats will declare this belongs to them, and everyone will still be poor except for them. If we ever do get that gold, then at least there won't be a shortage of gold teeth. Number 15, Jennifer Lawrence says she feels gang smashed after having her nudes leaked in the Fappening. She's probably pissed off because everyone saw the picture of her taking a good load on the face, if you know what I mean. Nobody forced her to take nudes, and she should have known that she would make a juicy target for hackers. Her career is also on the outs. She's post-wall, and I can't remember anything she's done since the last X-People film in Passengers. Moving on, this 22-year-old guy says he prefers women in their 40s and 50s, because older women are nicer and they aren't rude to him. He says he doesn't have a cougar fantasy, and that he genuinely likes older women. I can understand, because today's young women are all about status and have out-of-this-world expectations. The older women are more grateful younger men are willing to give them attention. It's just a bargaining phase, though. Eventually he's going to realize that they're just the same as the younger ones. They just hide it better. Number 17, looks like the US dollar will be worthless if America doesn't do something about its national debt. A debt collapse is in the cards, either through default or money printing, which is also technically a debt default as well. That's why people need to buy AI tech stock ETFs like IYW and own Bitcoin and gold. This isn't financial advice, but wait for the dips before buying and get ready to ride the mother of all volatility. If you buy those things, minus gold, of course. Up next, here's where our civilization peaked out. Still one of the best sound systems around. I still have one of these in my parents' attic. The tape deck doors are gone, but one day I'll get the radio equalizer and CD player together with the speakers and rock out. This is also the point where the technology was better than the music. Pioneer was the best stereo system like this, and they were also pretty expensive. $2,000 in today's money back in 1988, or $5,500 today. Number 19, Ali says that feminism gave the worst kind of men exactly what they wanted. And now women are ending their babies having emotionless sex with chads and parading around almost naked. And chads are the ones seen as the worst kind of man because they're taking advantage of feminism and female empowerment to sleep with as many women as they can. This is all about blaming men for women being unable to keep their legs closed and getting abortions. Moving on, women hate being treated poorly by men, but they're willing to accept it if those men are attractive. And here you have one saying that she's been used, but it's okay because he's hot. All that matters is if he makes her tingle, and it has nothing to do with his personality or being kind. Women don't need beta providers anymore because they have the state as well as their jobs. The only thing men have left to offer to them is looks, it seems. Alpha fucks is all that remains. Number 21, Christina here is a teacher, and she sexually abused the student, yet her family says that she's the victim of sexism. She even called the victim a stalker. Women like this will do anything they can to avoid accountability. Male teachers that assault students will go to prison. but female teachers get a slap on the wrist as well as a yeast infection. Very sexist. If we don't punish female PDF files, we're just going to get more and more of them. Up next, people are wondering who will be buying cars after the Ford CEO says that AI will lead to a 50% reduction in white-collar jobs as well. It's not just cars, though. Who will buy the homes and pay for mortgages or other basic things? Those things will drop in price thanks to automation, but not before companies gouge the people that still have money for the last little bet they have. If 50% of white-collar jobs are gone, then house prices will fall 70 or 80%. There go the boomers' retirements. Number 23, here's Elon's politics. First, he tried to fix the government, and then when he realized he couldn't, he just decided to start his own political party and launch a political revolution. I learned a long time ago that you can't change a system from the inside. What you do is build a parallel system and make it better, and then watch people arrive. Unfortunately, if Elon succeeds, he'll just take Republican votes and Democrats will end up winning. But it doesn't matter at this point, because the system will still collapse. Moving on, this sounds like people are now trying to shame men for taking holidays from work by saying that men need to take micro-holidays of only a week or two every 12 to 18 months. That sounds like a vacation and not a retirement. I guess they want people work until the day they die. Only in late-stage capitalism do they rebrand the normal vacation as a micro-retirement, and then act like it's revolutionary self-care. Number 25 and the last one, we're living in a clown world where skinny women with a bag that weighs 1 kilo too much are scolded by the airlines, while morbidly obese people that carry less than they're allowed to are perfectly fine. The excuse is always that the baggage handlers will hurt their backs, which I understand, but lately they've been bugging me not to bring more than 10 pounds on my carry-on item, which I have to lift personally. Airlines are just a greedy joke at this point. They won't charge by weight because they don't want to offend the fatties. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.